Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2014. It's a beautiful day here in Clearwater, Florida. And I slept really well last night. How well did you sleep? You know, maybe you don't know this, but most bed sheets, unless you are buying special bed sheets that don't have this, but most bed sheets have permanent press finishes on them, which are releasing formaldehyde. And even if you've washed your sheets many, many times, this resin, this permanent press resin, stays on your sheets and continues to release formaldehyde for many years. And formaldehyde causes insomnia. So if you're not sleeping well, you might consider changing your sheets. And this is the subject that we're going to be talking today about today with my guest is bed linens. And she has some very interesting bed linens that are made in a very sustainable way. And the whole idea of the company is about helping you sleep better. And I just want to say that I slept on these sheets last night, and I slept really well, really, really well. They aren't toxic at all. So I'd like to welcome, before we talk to the guest, I want to tell you that since the beginning of this show, when I started in April of last year, of 2013, I wanted to transcribe the shows because each and every show has so much valuable information in it that I wanted you to be able to read it and save it in writing. And it was difficult for me to find somebody who was reliable and accurate and affordable in order to make the transcriptions. But I finally found somebody, and I now have started transcribing all the live shows. And today, for the first time, I posted the ones that I have. I have, I think, about 12 transcriptions now. You can just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and on the sub-menu, it says transcripts, and you can go to that page, and you can read the transcripts of, I think, last week. There's all but one. I have it. I just need to post it. The week before, there's all of them, and there's also some from the past. And so today's show will be transcribed. Tomorrow's, Thursday's, all the live shows are being transcribed the week that they occur. So you can go every weekend to toxicfreetalkradio.com and find the transcripts for the week. But I'm also working on transcribing all the back shows. So this is a great big project. So go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, click on transcripts, and take a look, because I'm really excited about them. Okay, so now we're going to get to our guest. My guest today is Randy Farina. She's the National Sales Director of the Living Fresh Collection, which is a new direct selling organization that focuses on sustainable bed linens. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. I like your sheets.
I'm so happy to hear that.
They aren't toxic at all. And they, when I spoke to you before, you told me I should wash them several times. And I actually washed them many times before I slept on them. Because you told me that the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they did get softer and softer and softer. And I went right to sleep and I slept all night. I had no problem with them at all.
We've heard that from a lot of people. And we tell everybody to wash the sheets prior, not because there's anything on them that we want off, but in the handling of all the packaging, we just want you to have the freshest experience. So right out of your washer is the freshest experience you can have.
Yes, and I used the laundry soap that you provide, and it was just great. It was just, the whole experience was just great.
I'm so happy to hear that. And you slept well?
I slept well. I slept very well. And I woke up a couple times, but that's typical for me. And I went right back to sleep. And it was very comfortable. And the sheets felt soft against my skin. And I was just very happy. Very happy.
Great. Well, that's what we've been hearing for many, many years, which made us want to bring them out to the residential arena.
Tell us the story behind the Living Fresh Collection,
sure.
How it came to be.
Living Fresh Collection started, and let me just say FRESH stands for Fabrics Redefining Environmental Standards in Our Home. So Living Fresh sheets were actually sold to the hotels for the past 8 years. Our sister company, Valley Forge Fabrics, started working with the hotels about 8 years ago, when the hotels really started getting into the sustainable aspect of not washing sheets unless the guest wanted them to, not mm-hmm. washing towels unless the guest wanted to. And the hotels were looking for a fiber that was more sustainable than cotton, yet still was able to hold up to the rigors of washing that hotels do, which is a lot more strenuous than the average person's washing.
So tell us for a minute, what's not sustainable about cotton?
Cotton's a fabulous fiber. We absolutely love it. And hopefully people are growing it and farming it sustainably and environmentally friendly. Tencel Plus, the fibers from eucalyptus, are above and beyond organic, and they are better than cotton in the respect that when cotton gets wet, it remains wet longer than Tencel Plus. So when you're sleeping and you sweat at night, and everybody does sweat at night, cotton can remain wet. If you're lying on it and it's warm and it's moist, bacteria can start to grow. Tencel Plus, we have studies that show us that it does dry faster than any other fiber out there. So it will dry faster than 100% cotton. Therefore, bacteria cannot grow on sheets.
Okay, good. Let's go back to the story, and then we'll talk about the sheets more later.
Okay, great. So the hotels wanted more of a sustainable fiber and something that was cleaner. So they started looking at bamboo and Tencel and beechwood. They came to Valley Forge Fabrics, who does a lot of their fabrics for upholstery and drapery. And they said, do you do top of the bed? We decided that we were going to start to create a sustainable fiber for hotels. But in order for it to be used in the hospitality, it had to withstand 160 degrees of washing every single day. That's difficult on the best of cotton. So we went to the company and we said, we love Tencel, we love the fibers from eucalyptus, we just need something stronger that will last longer than 100% Tencel or 100% cotton. So we created a proprietary fiber called Tencel Plus. It is 52% cotton and 48% Tencel Plus. It withstands the washing of everyday hospitality use and the drying. And the hotels absolutely loved it. It creates a cleaner sleep environment because bacteria cannot grow on it. And then what a lot of the listeners don't know yet is that eucalyptus is actually resistant to dust mites. So cotton, naturally, we did not have to put any chemicals in our sheets whatsoever to keep away the dust mites. And the dust mites are so important to be kept out of your bedroom because that's what causes most allergens. Mm-hmm. So if anybody is waking up, you know, with congestion or coughs or itchy nose or throat or red eyes, it very well could be because they are allergic or even sensitive to dust mites. Cotton will not repel dust mites. Eucalyptus Plus, Tencel Plus, eucalyptus fibers will repel up to 95% of dust mite survival. So it is naturally resistant.
I did notice sleeping on the sheets that they, because I sleep on cotton flannel is every day of the year because they're so soft mm-hmm. and they absorb perspiration better than, and living here in Florida, even on very sweaty nights, it's more comfortable to sleep on flannel than it is to sleep on a cotton percale sheet. But I did notice that there was, it just seemed like sleeping on these sheets was less dusty. Not that I am even aware of my sheets being dusty, but you know, there is, I do know with my cotton sheets that, as I wash them, the fabric just kind of starts thinning out until it just rips. And it doesn't stay. And this just seemed like, so I know that there's something coming off the cotton sheets, but there was just like nothing. It was just soft and clean.
Yep.
Soft and clean.
Yep, that's exactly right. And another great point, and we're also based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Eucalyptus, have you ever smelled it, Deborah? Have you ever smelled eucalyptus?
Oh, yeah. I used to live in California where we had eucalyptus trees all over the place.
That's fabulous. It actually draws the moisture away from your skin, and it smells, that has that menthol smell to it, that menthol, which actually will draw the moisture away from the skin. And our sheets do the exact same thing.
We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll continue. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Randy Farina. She's the National Sales Director of the Living Fresh Collection. And you can go to her website at livingfreshcollection.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fox Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Randy Farina. She's the National Sales Director of the Living Fresh Collection, which is a new direct selling organization that focuses on sustainable bed linens. And their website is the livingfreshcollection.com. Okay, Randy, so I want to interject that even though these sheets are made out of eucalyptus, it's for anybody that smelled the eucalyptus tree or thinks, oh no, my bed is going to smell like eucalyptus, the sheets don't actually smell like eucalyptus.
No.
I would say, I can't say that they're completely without any kind of, I don't know which word to use here. Not scent, not odor, not fragrance. I don't want to use any word that might sound derogatory. That there is, I can smell something, but it's not overpoweringly eucalyptus. It just smells more like just kind of a neutral woodishness. But I have an extremely sensitive nose. And it didn't bother me at all. I just thought, oh, there's just a little something there. But I had no problem with it at all. There's nothing toxic about it. It's not like something that's scented or that something that has a formaldehyde finish. Not like that at all.
Right.
It was just very pleasant. It doesn't smell overpoweringly of eucalyptus, or didn't even remotely remind me of eucalyptus. So we're going to talk about how these sheets are made later. But I just wanted to mention that since you said it was made from eucalyptus, I didn't want anyone to get the wrong idea and stop listening because they think that the sheets smell like eucalyptus.
They don't. They smell clean.
They smell clean. They smell very clean. Yes, they do. Okay. So tell us about more about the sheets. Like, let's start talking about what the sheets are made from, how they're made, because I know that Tencel, Lyocell, that you have a particular way of making these so that they don't contain the toxic chemicals that some other similar types of fabrics use toxic chemicals, like some of the bamboos. We should probably say that Lyocell, Tencel, is similar to what people know as rayon, where I'll just give a little background here and then you can tell the details.
Mm-hmm.
Rayon and Tencel are made from cellulose, bits of cellulose that are then processed in a certain way to turn it into a fiber. Now, the difference here, if you have cotton, for example, is that cotton is a cellulose, but it's like a cotton ball. It really is like a cotton ball in the plant. And so it's pulled apart. The cotton ball is pulled apart and then it's spun into a thread, that there's actually a fiber there. The difference here with rayon and Tencel is that they take wood cellulose to make these. In most cases, it's a wood. And then they break it down into little bits of cellulose, which then gets mixed into a way and extruded into a thread instead of there being a fiber. And so what's unique and sustainable about this particular one is that they have a very non-toxic process. So, Randy, I want you to just explain, give us a really good picture of what this fiber is from the beginning, from the tree to the sheet.
Sure. Well, we only take our eucalyptus fibers from FSC-protected forests. So we don't have a farm. We go straight to FSC-protected forest. They can tell us exactly how much we can cut down. And the only thing that is used to help grow the eucalyptus trees is water and sunshine. So there's no chemicals used in the production or the growing of the trees. We cut the tree down about 10 inches from their root, which allows it to grow back to full maturity in 5 to 8 years.
Obviously, I should also I'll add that eucalyptus is a very fast-growing tree.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I grew up with eucalyptus trees.
There you go. We use the pulp of the tree. So there are also people out there that have asked us, I'm allergic to eucalyptus oil. Can I still sleep on your sheets? And the answer is yes. So we use the pulp of the tree, and we boil it down with water. We actually push it through a strainer, and I'll give you a very vivid picture. I tell everybody to picture a very large shower head, and we push mm-hmm. the wood pulp through a strainer in order to get the pulp, which actually is a paper pulp. When it comes out on the other side, it's just like a paper pulp. Mm-hmm. We take that paper pulp and we mix it with one organic solvent. The name of the solvent is NNMO, so it's like Nancy, Nancy, Mary, Oscar. It's organic. It looks like honey. It can actually be drunk. And we mix it together to create our fibers. At our sleep wellness shows, when we do presentations introducing people to Living Fresh Collection, we have a small box, and it's called our Tree to Textile box. And we actually pass it around so you can see and feel and touch the pulp of the eucalyptus wood chip. We show you the next process, which is the paper pulp, and then we show you the finished result, which is our Tencel Plus fibers derived from eucalyptus. We pass it around, and it looks like cotton. It has more of a sheen to it, and it also is much softer. So I tell people it looks like cotton, but it feels like cashmere. From those fibers, we are able to get our threads, which we mix 52% cotton and 48% Tencel Plus to weave our actual linens. You had said earlier that, you know, viscose rayon is another process. People ask this question all the time, Deborah, and I would like to bring it to everyone's attention.
Sure.
Because everyone knows bamboo is a very sustainable fiber because it grows fast as well. Right. And we love bamboo tables, bamboo vases, but when you take bamboo and you break it down into a fiber, they use 13 toxic chemicals to do right. so in right. their process to create the viscose rayon, as opposed to our one organic solvent that we use, which makes Tencel Plus sheets much more sustainable. And also because our Tencel Plus sheets are made for the hospitality industry, much more durable. A lot of times, even sometimes with cotton, when you take your sheets out of the dryer, you'll notice that the dryer fills with lint. And
yes.
nobody really wonders where that came from. But you had said, like, you didn't feel any dust in the bed. Well, all that lint and all that dust is actually your fibers breaking
yes.
down.
Yes, I know. Even now, every time I wash my cotton flannel sheets, I get a lot of lint in the dryer. And there was no lint from these sheets. I'll tell you, there was no lint from these sheets. It was really quite amazing.
Great.
We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Randy Farina, the National Sales Director of the Living Fresh Collection. And you can visit their website at livingfreshcollection.com, and they have more information there about all the things we were just talking about how the product is made. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Randy Farina. She's the National Sales Director of the Living Fresh Collection, a new direct selling organization that focuses on sustainable bed linens, and their website is livingfreshcollection.com. So, Randy, I know that one of the things about your bed linens, in addition to the way they're produced, is that they create a healthier sleep environment. And I'm really interested in that because sleep is so important to health for so many reasons. But my particular interest is that your body needs to sleep in order for it to detox toxic chemicals. If people are having difficulty sleeping, that means that their detox function is not working to the optimum. And also, if anybody's trying to lose weight, you need to sleep in order for your body to lose weight. It's just, that's just a known thing about weight loss. And there's so many other things. I mean, you can't concentrate or work well or all these things if you don't sleep well. And so tell us how these particular bed linens contribute to creating a healthy sleep environment.
Sure, absolutely. I did not know that about detoxing, but we always say if you're not resting and your body's not rejuvenating during the night, then you're not the best you can be the very next day.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting because in today's world, everybody's doing everything correctly. They're eating right. They're working out. But how many of us are really considering our sleep environment? And that's what the education that we're trying to bring to everybody. For 8 hours a day, you're wrapping yourself in products that you probably aren't giving much thought to. And for 8 hours, if you give the thought and wrap yourself in the best products, your body will be able to rest and rejuvenate. The Tencel Plus sheets as you said at the very beginning, are probably the softest, most luxurious sheets you can sleep on. Because of the eucalyptus fibers, they draw the moisture out of your body. Most people wake up during the night from a tactile imbalance or a temperature imbalance. Most of us are either hot or cold, and that can certainly wake us up. The Tencel Plus sheets will help you regulate the body temperature. They will draw the heat out of your body. When you do sweat, and like I said, everybody does, just some people sweat more than others when they sleep, which is probably a good thing if you're detoxing. Mm-hmm. The sweat is absorbed by your sheet, and Tencel Plus will draw the moisture to the center of the sheet. It'll absorb it quicker, but it will also release faster than any other fiber. 100% cotton or cotton poly or rayon or silk will remain wet. And that's a lot of reasons why people wake up. If you just did a poll and said, you know, are you cold or are you hot at night? Most people say they're both. And that's because the sweat makes them hot, but then the cooling off of the sweat lying on their bodies makes them cold again. So our
I've experienced that. You know, it's like, it's always, I'm either putting the covers on or taking the covers off.
Which wakes people up at night. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's exactly what the Tencel Plus sheets will allow you to regulate your body temperature. You will still sweat at night, but not as much, because you're going to be able to breathe better. And then if you do sweat, it'll absorb the moisture and wick it away from your body and then release it quicker. Mm-hmm. When we first came out, we had a great amount of testimonials, and they're all on our website, and I invite everybody to come reach them, read them. But a lot of times we were hearing from menopausal women who swore they no longer were sweating at night after sleeping on our sheet. And when I asked them to write the testimonial, they said, well, let me just double check and make sure. And they put their old sheets back on, and the next day they would call and say, okay, it's definitely your sheets. You know, I will write you a testimonial.
Wow.
We have a young mom up in the Seattle, Washington area whose son would wake up crying every night, and his pajamas were sopping wet because he would sweat so much. So, again, it's not just menopausal women who are sweating a lot. And she changed his bedding, and we do have everything from the encasements for a crib all the way up to a Cal King. And he was no longer waking up, and because of that, he wasn't waking crying in the middle of the night from being wet. He was sleeping through the night, and so was his mother was sleeping through the night. So it was helping everybody get that rest that they so desperately need.
That's great. That's great. It's just, I just know how good it feels for me to have a good night's sleep. And I know when many years ago when I first started, like 30 years ago when I started discovering about toxic chemicals, I remember I used to have insomnia, like all night I would not be able to sleep, and then I'd be exhausted in the morning. And this just went on like week after week after week. It was very hard for me to sleep. And then when I started doing research into toxic chemicals, and I found that formaldehyde on the bed sheets causes insomnia, I said, oh my God, I'm going to get rid of these polyester cotton sheets. And I went, at that time, it was very difficult to find a 100% cotton sheet, but I found the one brand that was available, and I changed my sheets, and that very night I slept. Mm-hmm. It just really made a difference. And so I've been telling people for 30 years that if you can't sleep, switch away from the polyester cotton with the formaldehyde finish and go to a cotton sheet with no finish on it.
Yeah, it makes a world of difference.
It does. It does. And it sounds like that this is really a whole new type of bed linen that hasn't existed before. And it has even more benefits.
It has a lot of health benefits. You know, just sleeping well has a lot of health benefits. We've heard study after study of, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes. You had mentioned, you know, obesity, people not sleeping well. Their hormones are not regulating if they're not sleeping well. There's one study that we heard out of Stanford, California, about people who were doing a study on what causes depression. And they were able to keep people up at night, sleep deprive them. And they were able to basically get them to have every symptom that a depressed person would have. And the conclusion was, how many of us are depressed and overwhelmed in life? And how many of us really just need a good night's sleep?
I think probably everybody is not sleeping well. I mean, I know that's a really broad statement, but between sleeping on formaldehyde sheets and drinking coffee and toxic things in your body and stress and worry, how many people really sleep well? And I know that it's made a big difference for me to make sure that I sleep well, a big difference in my health. And yet I think that most people just think the way they sleep is average or normal and don't really know what a really good night's sleep is.
Right. That's the message that we're trying to give around the country when we do our sleep wellness shows, is to try to really educate people on creating a cleaner, healthier, more luxurious sleep environment, opening up their eyes to understanding, number one, how important sleep is, and number two, how important it is to consider what you're already sleeping in.
Right.
To make that cleaner and healthier, it's just going to allow everyone to sleep better. And then, obviously, if we're sleeping better, we're going to be performing much better the very next day.
Yes, and happier. And it just feels wonderful. It just feels wonderful when you've had a good night's sleep and you wake up in the morning. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Randy Farina. She is the National Sales Director of Living Fresh Collection, and you can find out more at thelivingfreshcollection.com and when we come back after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Randy Farina. She's the National Sales Director of Living Fresh Collection, and their website is livingfreshcollection.com. Randy, I feel like I should play a lullaby for the music today.
To get everybody to sleep better.
Get everybody to sleep better, yeah. So tell us about, I have your catalog here, and also you have a printed catalog, and you also have a website. And I'm looking at your catalog, and you have all kinds of different types of products made with Tencel. One of the things that I really like about the sheets that I have is that they're just your basic, beautiful, clean white sheets. But you also have them in colors and patterns. And just give us an idea of the different kinds of products that you sell.
Sure. Everything that we make is made with Tencel Plus. And we start off at the very first layer of what you should be covering your mattress with. And that's a 100% Tencel Plus, 100% bed bug resistant and dust mite resistant encasement. So people don't really understand, but mattresses do double their weight in 8 years if not protected. And just imagine if your body is sweating and your mattress is soaking in that sweat, it could act like a sponge and bacteria could grow inside. So the most important
especially
thing
is, if you have a natural fiber mattress. I just want to interject that because a lot of people, they'll switch from a polyurethane mattress, a synthetic mattress, and then they'll get a natural mattress. And that's one of the things, one of the drawbacks of a natural mattress is that it's natural, it's biodegradable, it absorbs water, it can grow bacteria, and they do need to protect their mattress. So this is, I just want to clarify that a mattress encasement is, that goes all the way around the mattress and it's zippered. And
correct.
So if you're concerned about bed bugs or those things, then you should have a mattress encasement. And that's different from a mattress pad, which
correct.
You also have.
Correct. Our encasement actually has a valve lock on it, which is patented. So it is not very easy for a human to open, but it can't be opened. So bed bugs will stay out of it, and bacteria will stay in or out, depending on where it is. Mm-hmm. After that, we do have a fabulous mattress pad, again, made with the Tencel Plus. Our mattress pad has a full covering, so it looks like a sheet, but the top is very well padded to give you that extra layer of comfort. We mm-hmm. have our sheet sets, and like you said, Deborah, we started off with white and ivory, and just this past month, we released two wonderful colors, silver and denim. So those are our first two colors of the collection. We have pillow protectors because same thing that happens with your mattresses can happen with your pillows, probably even more so from sweating and drooling. Important to cover your pillows. We make our own pillows, and they are filled with Tencel Plus as well. At least 30% Tencel Plus will make them dust mite resistant. So our products are also hypoallergenic. We also just launched two great towels. We have a spa collection, which is wonderful, white and soft and cozy, which 70% cotton and 30% Tencel Plus, so it dries faster. It also uses less water and less drying time to clean the towels. And my favorite product is our Mediterranean towel, which is our original Turkish towel, much thinner than a spa towel, but super absorbent. If you can imagine that the eucalyptus draws the moisture away from your skin, imagine how absorbent it would make a towel. So that's my one favorite.
And I'm looking at the picture of the Mediterranean towels, and it's very pretty. It's got little tiny stripes, a little border of stripes, and it's got fringe, knotted fringe.
And the fringe is not like an ornament. The fringe is actually the thread that runs from the entire length of the towel and then knotted. So a lot of times towel companies will just put on a pretty ornament and then they don't actually wash well. But these fringes are the part of the towel. So in 2 years, 3 years, the towel will look just as beautiful as the very first day you got it. We created a sleepwear collection, a classic pajama for women and boxers for men, because people said how much they love to wrap themselves in our sheets. We thought, how fabulous to wrap yourself in our sheeting material, so we created pajamas, and we use the exact same material, so they also get softer with each wash. And then, like you mentioned at the very beginning of the show, we did a laundry detergent for no reason other than, since our linens are natural and clean, we didn't want any residues left. You probably know a lot about what would go into a detergent. So we used an all-natural, no synthetic fragrances or dyes to create it. There is a scent made from the eucalyptus oils. It's an eucalyptus aloe scent going into the washing machine, but no scent at all left on the sheets.
And I will vouch for that. I will vouch for that. And the thing about scent is that natural fragrances, like essential oils, they will tend to wash out and disappear. In fact, here's a little known historic fact. The first synthetic fragrance perfume was made by Coco Chanel, and the famous designer. And the reason that she wanted a synthetic fragrance was because the fragrances women used then were all natural essential oils, and they wouldn't last throughout the evening. And so Coco Chanel just happened to be there when they were making synthetic fragrances, and that's Chanel number 5 was the first synthetic fragrance. And those synthetic fragrances last and last and last and last. And so if you wash in detergent that has a synthetic fragrance, you're not going to be able to get that out. I mean, really, you have to use other things to get the detergent out.
Right. And we didn't want any residue left on our linen.
So there's none. There's none. Your laundry detergent was totally fine.
Yep. We also make wonderful duvet covers that are, and our duvet covers and our pillows are also machine washable and dryable, which you can't say for a lot of other pillows or duvet covers out there. So again, creating a cleaner, healthier, more luxurious sleep environment. Mm-hmm. To complete our entire collection, our shams that would go on top of the duvet cover, that are beautiful and classic with a Barada stitch that complements the entire collection.
So people can order this on your website, but you also do parties.
So tell us
about those.
We do. We're a direct sales company, and we chose to go that route, so you won't find our linens on any store shelves. You have to buy them exclusively through Sleep Consultants, Living Fresh Collection Sleep Consultants. We launched last July, and we are now in 18 states. So we go around the country, and we do sleep wellness parties. Some people call them wine and sheet parties and serve some wonderful appetizers with them as well. But we're not just about selling sheets. We are really about teaching people to create a cleaner, healthier sleep environment. And because we are a direct sales company, we are really able to keep the cost of the end user much lower than if we had to put it on shelves. And more importantly, we just wanted to be able to tell the story of why our sheets are different and why they really will help you sleep better. And we do that through our sleep consultants.
These really are sheets. I said this before, but I'll just say it again, that these really are sheets unlike anything else that I've ever seen. They're specifically designed, I would say, just from looking at them, to have qualities that would help you sleep better rather than the sheets of of yesterday, I guess. I mean, I have nothing against a beautiful cotton sheet. Mm-hmm. But most sheets that you're going to find on the store shelves are polyester cotton sheets with formaldehyde finishes on them. And it certainly isn't anything like this. But those sheets were designed around existing fibers. And these sheets are designed with a particular purpose of how are we going to get a good sleep environment? How are we going to make a sheet that's durable? And purposes like that. So it really, you need to, that's not something that you're going to be able to put on a label and get right. people to understand by putting it in a store. So it certainly is, a new and interesting product. And I'm glad that you did it. Here's another thing I just wanted to mention is, that you have a USDA approval that it's bio-based.
Yes, tell us about that. We are the only sheet company out there that is USDA certified bio-based for both residential and hospitality use. We're also the only sheet fabric out there that is fiber verified. So because our process is so soft, if you took our sheets and put them under a microscope, they can tell that they're eucalyptus. So they're fiber verified and USDA bio-based. Other sheets, for instance, bamboo sheets, cannot be fiber verified because they've gone through so many processes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We are very proud of that certification.
I see what you're saying, that the eucalyptus quality, the actual eucalyptus is still there, and it can be seen through the microscope.
That's correct.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us and explaining all of this, Randy. It's very interesting. Again, the website is livingfreshcollection.com. We've got about 30 seconds. Any last thing you'd like to say?
Yeah, I just want everybody to really understand how important it is to create a cleaner, healthier sleep environment so they can be the best possible person they can be.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thanks, Deborah.
You're welcome. So again, I want to mention, as I did at the beginning of the show, that all of the shows are now being transcribed. So you can read this show as well as listen to it at ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. And just go there and look on the submenu for the transcripts page and click on transcripts. And I already have about a dozen transcripts up from past shows, I think. And we'll keep making the transcription so that you can have a written record of the valuable information that's on each of these shows. Again, you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and be well.